With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A grand court jury is presented with the case of Sven Connor, who was killed in his East End home on December 7, 2023. Radio K-Man's Jevi Ebanks has more.
The prosecution argued that Connor died in a barrage of gunfire after four men allegedly conspired to murder him. Anastasia Rankin, 30, and Roland Welcome, 34, are on trial, having pleaded not guilty to the charges of conspiracy to murder and possession of an unlicensed firearm. The other two suspects remain unidentified. Following legal arguments, a jury of 12 plus four alternates were selected. Crown Counsel Barnaby Jameson Casey, representing the prosecution, laid out the case, detailing that forensic evidence indicated multiple gunshot wounds sustained by Connor. Shots were fired through his bedroom window while he laid in bed, alone and unarmed. Two firearms, including a Glock 19 semi-automatic pistol, were used, though neither had ever been recovered. CCTV footage showed four men huddled in the car park next to Connor's home moments before the shooting, which Jameson argued demonstrated their conspiracy. He explained that Connor, wounded in his bed, attempted to reach his front door before collapsing in his kitchen, where he was later found dead. Up to 10 shots were fired, causing extensive damage to the home. The gunmen did not enter the house, likely to avoid leaving forensic evidence. The prosecution agreed that one firearm was passed between the men before the shooting, with Rankin allegedly receiving the weapon from an unidentified accomplice. Rankin was present in court while Welcome appeared via video link from HMP Northward. Welcome initially told police he was shocked by Connor's death and claimed to be elsewhere at the time of the shooting, but later admitted to acting as a lookout as seen on the CCTV footage. A witness who set to testify anonymously reported a heated argument between Connor and Rankin shortly before the shooting. Rankin allegedly confronted Connor, who replied defiantly before being struck by a rock thrown by Rankin. The case continues tomorrow. Jevi Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The trial is due to continue today in the main court building. As you heard right here on Radio K-Man, the Progressives Party is fielding a new candidate for Red Bay, Roy Tatum. Mr. Tatum is no stranger to politics. The retired banker was the first chair of the Georgetown branch of the People's Progressive Movement and vice chair of the party for nearly two decades. He has lived in the district of Red Bay for 25 years. And with the departure of former Premier Sir Alden McLaughlin from the post, Mr. Tatum is hoping to step into the representative role. Mr. Tatum's hot-button issues?
There are concerns around traffic congestion, safety. One of the things that really perturbs me is that one of the key initiatives of the government that I work with over two terms was community safety. And unfortunately, the community safety programs has actually fallen back over the last 4 years. But a lot of the issues that impact Red Bay are issues that impact a lot of the country, right?
He also flagged development as another top concern. You can find out more information about Mr. Tatum and his party at progressives.ky. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Israel's Security Cabinet is meeting to ratify the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed with Hamas. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says that if approved, the release of the first hostages will go ahead from Sunday. The World Health Organization says it plans to put up a number of prefabricated hospitals in Gaza should the current ceasefire plan be implemented. An official also said they hope there would be an acceleration of medical evacuations out of the territory. Gaza's healthcare infrastructure has been largely destroyed during the conflict. A Russian court has jailed three lawyers who represented the country's late opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. The court ruled that Vadim Kobzuv, Alexei Lipster and Igor Sugunin belonged to an extremist group in what's widely seen as a politically motivated trial. France's defence minister has denounced what he called unacceptable aggressive action by Russia after a French military plane was locked onto by Russian radar over the Baltic. Sébastien Lecornu said the maritime patrol was targeted by a ground-to-air defence system. The former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has said he won't make any deals after he was sentenced to 14 years in jail in a corruption case. The former cricketer said the cases against him were false and he would continue to fight. Police in South Sudan have imposed a nighttime curfew after protests erupted in the capital, Juba. Demonstrators targeted businesses owned by Sudanese nationals following reports of abuses against South Sudanese nationals during a military operation in the Sudanese city of Wad Madani. Archaeologists in Italy have unearthed a huge bathhouse in Pompeii, the Roman city destroyed by a volcanic eruption nearly 2,000 years ago. A third of Pompeii is yet to be excavated. And the British actress Joan Plowright has died at the age of 95. Her career spanned six decades. BBC News.